President Mugabe made the donation at a rally at Chamisa Primary School in Gutu shortly after paying his condolences to the late Chief Gudu Amos Tasirai Masanganise, who died 3 years ago. Villagers who spoke to Studio 7 said the donation was a mockery to them as they do not eat cassava, while bananas are not associated with ending hunger. One of the villagers who only wanted to be identified as Gondoza said President Mugabe should not have donated such items, as people in the region eat traditional grains and not cassava.
Cassava is just an alien food. To us, we don't even know how to prepare it. And talking of his visit, right, we're expecting him to bring us maize, but we're so shocked to realize that the president brought cassava to us so that we can prepare, but we don't even know how we're going to survive with it. This shows that the government and our president is now at a desperate situation. He doesn't even know how he's going to face up, like, with the situation. So I think, yeah, he really mocked us.
Indications are that the president sourced the cassava and bananas from West African island of Papua New Guinea. This could neither be confirmed nor denied by presidential spokesperson George Charamba, who was not reachable for a comment on the donation and the source of the cassava and bananas. Another villager, Timothy Mavuzi, said the donation was a sign of desperate measures by Mr. Mugabe to please hungry Zimbabweans.
To me, these are very desperate measures. Bananas will not end our hunger. And much as he brought cassava, it's not our staple food. Our staple diet is maize. He should have brought maize.
Villager Timothy Murangana conged, adding that president's donation was an insult to the Gutu community.
We were very, very surprised to see the president bringing us cassava and bananas in our community. To me, it was an insult per se. Was how can the president bring cassava? Yet he knows very well that our staple food is maize. And also, it was very funny to see the old man coming to say his condolences to the man who was deceased in 2013.
Other villagers said they were shocked to learn that the president came to Gutu to pay his condolences to a person who died several years ago. Speaking to the villagers, Mr. Mugabe took a swipe at war veterans who are spearheading a campaign to block his wife Grace from succeeding him. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, I am Kandri Maramba.